We've been updating you on the controversy around Facebook's info-sharing policy. That's the one where Facebook shares your information with some third-party websites unless you opt out. And opting out is not easy. So lawmakers on Capitol Hill have called on the company to change its process from opt-out to opt-in. In other words, you would have to give Facebook permission to use your personal information up front. Complaints have also been filed with the Federal Trade Commission to investigate Facebook on this issue. About 14 privacy groups have filed so far. Well, the news today is that Facebook has reportedly hired a former FTC chairman to represent its interest in Washington. And joining me to talk about this is Omar Gayaga. He's the technology culture reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. Hey, Omar.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Now, there are reports out that Facebook has hired this lawyer, Tim Muris. He's a former Bush administration regulator to work for the company. Can you tell us a little bit more about him?
Right. He was a former FTC chairman under the Bush administration, and he was actually the very popular creator of the U.S. Do Not Call registry and is now a very top gun level antitrust lawyer. Yeah, I mean, to me, that says that Facebook is definitely going on the defensive. They're bringing on someone who is a big name in these issues and sort of trying to head off some of the criticism that's been bubbling up over the last couple of weeks.
Now, privacy issues have swirled around Facebook for some time, but this recent controversy started up again after Facebook announced its new Open Graph project. Can you remind us what that's all about?
Right. Well, most people think of Facebook as sort of a walled garden, as sort of its own kind of web site and ecosystem. But what Open Graph does is it opens up a lot of the information that's on Facebook to external websites. Let's say you go to a movie website, that movie website will exchange information with Facebook and know what movies you already like. It might know what preferences you have, where you're located, and what theaters you might be looking at. So really what Facebook is doing is expanding itself beyond its own walls, and that's setting off a lot of alarm bells with some people who believe that that opens up a lot of your information to the rest of the web and not necessarily people who you'd want to have that information.
Omar, are there alternatives to Facebook, places where users who are sensitive about their privacy can share photos, perhaps keep in contact with family members or classmates?
There are literally thousands of social networks you could go to. The issue becomes, is that where your friends and family are? Is that where you're going to be able to connect with them? The problem, I think, is that Facebook, with its 400 million users, is where most people are. And when people are calling for an open alternative to Facebook, a service that would be more of a utopia as far as privacy goes, where you'd have more control over this, someone could build that and it could be perfect. But if nobody's there, then no one's going to use it.
Thank you, Omar.
Thanks for having me.
That's Omar Gayaga. He's the technology culture reporter for the Austin American-Statesman. He joins us most Mondays on All Tech Considered. Now, if you want to learn how to navigate Facebook's privacy settings, you can go to our blog. That's npr.org/alltech. Well, if it wasn't for Facebook, an 88-year-old Betty White might not have hosted Saturday Night Live this past weekend.
I have so many people to thank for being here, but I really have to thank Facebook.
Betty White is thanking Facebook because 500,000 users signed on to the Facebook campaign to get her on Saturday Night Live.
I didn't know what Facebook was. And now that I do know what it is, I have to say, it sounds like a huge waste of time.
Betty White was a big hit, and Saturday Night Live had its best ratings in over a year.